South African government faces call to apologize to Miss South Africa after top three finish. By Joel B. Polak on December 13, 2021. The South African government is being urged to apologize to Miss South Africa Lalila Mswane after she finished in the top three of the Miss Universe competition in Israel on Sunday night. After her own country withdrew its support for her efforts because she would not boycott the Jewish state. While several Arab nations participated in the Miss Universe pageant, the South African government, under the influence of the anti-Israel boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS, movement, urged Mswane to withdraw. When she refused, the South African government said it would not support her candidacy. On Sunday night, Mswane turned in classic performance, finishing in the top three as second runner-up. Now, Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture Nadia Mtetwa is being urged to apologize. South African news outlet Independent Online reports. Citizens for Integrity on Monday called on Minister of Sport, Arts and Culture Nadia Mtetwa to apologize to Miss South Africa Lalila Mswane after she made the top three at the 70th Miss Universe pageant, which was held in Eilat, Israel, this morning, without government support. Mr. Minister, Lalila's reputation and standing are far more advanced now than they could even have been had the bullying and attempts to force her to withdraw from the Miss Universe pageant being successful. You offered her nothing but threats in South Africa. You would have left her with nothing, except a lack of dignity, said Mark Hyman and Willie Hofmeyer, directors for Citizens for Integrity. Your threats that it could prove disastrous to her future and public standing seem a little hollow. Will you greet her on her triumphant return to South Africa? The world is her oyster and millions of South Africans celebrate with her. As the Israelis say, Mazel Tov. As South Africans say, Siyaku Banjala. South African Jewish organizations, who have borne the brunt of anti-Israel hatred in the country, were exuberant at Miss South Africa's success. South African Friends of Israel, SAFI, an interfaith group, applauded Mswane for standing up to hate. South African Friends of Israel congratulates and celebrates Lalila's stunning achievement. She has raised the status and visibility of South Africa across the globe, said South African Friends of Israel General Manager Pamela Ngubane. We are bubbling with joy to witness how she had the courage and conviction to stand up as a proud South African on the world stage and against the anti-Israel bullies and hate mongers who tried to intimidate her for going to Israel, including the short-sightedness of the South African government. Miss India Harnaz Sandhu won the title of Miss Universe and Miss Paraguay Nadia Ferreira was first runner-up. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.